Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. I invite your attention back to that book of 1 Timothy, please, and chapter 2. Here we read, beginning in verse 1, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. We've considered those verses together and we've seen a pattern for prayer. And we began to speak concerning the purpose of God. The purpose of God was to grant peace in our life and to provide salvation for all men and a single mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice with me in verse 7 that the purpose of God was also to appoint a preacher. The Apostle Paul says of this, whereunto I am ordained a preacher. I thank the Lord for preachers. I thank the Lord for men who down through the years have stood behind the sacred desk and have said, thus saith the Lord, this is the way, walk ye in it. Our generation is suffering because we have a generation of mimby-mamby, wishy-washy, yellow-back, thumb-sucking, milk-toast preachers who are not willing to stand up and say, thus saith the Lord, this is the way, walk ye in it. My friend, you ought to thank God if you have a preacher who is willing to say, this is what the Bible says, this is what it means, and this is what you ought to be doing about it. I remember years ago when my wife and I tried to reach my sister-in-law to the Lord. She had, of course, married my brother, and she was a Presbyterian and a lost Presbyterian. He was a Baptist. My sister-in-law said, I'm not going to have some Baptist telling me how to live. Well, it remained so for several years until somebody came to their door and shared the gospel with her, and her heart was opened and she was ready. I'll have you know today that she's a Baptist and a Baptist Sunday school teacher, and she spends her life telling other people how they ought to live. We ought not to be afraid for people to open a Bible and tell us, thus saith the Lord. This is what it says, this is what it means, and this is what you ought to be doing, and we ought to be praising God for people who are willing to do that. The Bible tells us that he appointed a preacher. I'm thankful for preachers. And I'm glad that God has allowed me to be one. And I pray that I'm going to be faithful to the task to which he's appointed me. The Bible says here that not only did he appoint a preacher, but he established a pattern for prayer. The Bible here says that men everywhere, and that's talking about males. It's talking about male leadership in the church. I'm glad that we have men who are willing to stand up for the Lord, men who are willing to pray. He says they're to be lifting up holy hands. That's just what it means. Holy hands. Men who are sanctified to God, who are leading godly lives. He says we ought to be lifting up those hands. You know, we take the easy way out when it comes to prayer. Oftentimes we sit down. That's not the Bible way. In the Bible, they stood up, they laid on their face, or they did something other than just sit. Someday we're going to be standing before the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to fall down before him. No more need of prayer, because we're going to be in a wonderful place called heaven. Until then, we ought to be men of prayer. We ought to be manly. We ought to be moral. And we ought to make sure that we're praying to the Lord in a manner that's pleasing to him. We ought to be praying. We ought to be leading. We ought to be working until we get to that wonderful place called heaven. How is it with you? What are you doing? What characterizes your life? Is it prayer, or is it just simply activity? Won't you do right today? We trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Point Baptist Church by writing Belle Point Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.